What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Reviews Podcast. My name is Chris.
My name's Mike.
And on the Reviews Podcast, Mike and I listen to David Dobrik's podcast and Jason Nash's podcast called the Views Podcast. And we go over the same topics they go over, except we give our opinions on both David and Jason and kind of our personal experiences. In this podcast, we're going to talk about... what else? What happened?
Well, David kind of tackles police brutality. I think that's kind of...
Cool.
That's fucked up.
It is pretty
stop
fucked
beating
up.
People up.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Jason, I guess, going to Vegas, setting up one of his stand-ups. That's kind of cool that he's still pursuing it.
I definitely want to see a show.
I'd love to go see him.
Jason's dog runs away.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I hope he gets him back.
Maybe. We don't know. Jason asked David for some help on an airplane, and David kind of shrugs him off, which is kind of shitty. We'll go over that scenario soon.
David also does a Make-A-Wish, and I knew some people that were heads of Make-A-Wish, so that's pretty cool, giving back.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. But yeah, and a bunch of other things.
Yeah. So let's get into it. Roll the intro. First thing that David and Jason talk about is Jason finally got to meet David's trainer because they're both getting I guess workout training from private trainers, and David said that Jason finally got to meet someone who actually helps people get in shape, which is kind of a diss at Jason's trainer, which I thought was kind of ballsy. You know, because like, unless you know his trainer, like, you're kind of being an ass to him.
Well, yeah, I mean, that one I can kind of get, except that this is the first time I talked about pounds in terms of loss, that I guess Jason lost 9
yeah.
pounds, so that's why I kind of pissed him off.
And then, so Jason's like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to give your address to my trainer so he can beat the fuck out of you. Which is funny. But yeah, it's kind of crazy that Jason did say that he lost 9 pounds, which is crazy because if you remember in our other podcast, and like if you're keeping up with David and Jason, he said that like nothing was really happening in his like first 6 months. Yeah.
Yeah, for months if nothing was happening.
David is surprised that Jason's wearing a belt today, and he claims that he's wearing a belt because he lost 9 pounds. But I think, I haven't seen the podcast, but I think he's wearing a belt, and I'm pretty sure his shirt is probably tucked in so his belly doesn't come out. That's what I think it is.
He probably was so happy to put on a belt.
Jason's trainer is an ex-Marine, and David asked if he's doing a good job. And Jason's like, yeah, he's doing a great job, you know? And then David thinks that Jason is getting more fit because Jeff, one of their friends in the vlog squad, has been helping Jason work out. And David thinks he's the reason why he's losing all this weight. And then Jason responds with, like, why do you have to keep dissing my trainer? And he's an ex-Marine. He fought in wars, you know? And, like, I mean... I that's a good point that David makes, right? Because, like, if you weren't losing weight before with the same guy, but all of a sudden Jeff starts helping you.
Yeah, but Jason was like, okay, David, if you want to say Jeff is the reason and not my trainer. So he's like, I don't know, he's really defensive about it, but it is weird. Like, that just came up randomly.
I know, I want to know what he's doing with him, and is it different from the trainer, or is he just... Is it just additional to what the trainer is doing? You know what I mean? Like, because he's exercising a second time with Jeff, does that make sense?
And you know, the other reason, since Jeff's around all the time, maybe Jeff is like holding him accountable a little more. Like, because, you know, if you're around the person that's training you, you're maybe not going to eat bad or drink bad or whatever. So maybe it's just a combination.
They talk about, you know, because David keeps dissing his trainer, who's an ex-Marine. They keep talking about, like, what type of people or categories of people or groups of people that you're not allowed to diss. And so they're like, you can't diss soldiers because Jason's trainer is an ex-Marine. And then David also said, you can't diss handicapped people. Jason also says that, you know, you can't really diss soldiers because even if the policies are wrong, soldiers are just doing what they're told. And I get that. But there's always the case of soldiers like knowing something's wrong and they have to disobey.
There is that thing. And then, but the example that, so David says you can diss Nazis, and then Jason says, well, then they too were just doing what they were told. He says, I'm not supporting Nazis, but I mean, he's making the point. Like, I mean, you're obviously, you're killing people, you know, and most of the time you're killing them in their own country. So it's kind of a tough argument.
Right.
You know, you're doing what you're told. And so some people probably kill people that they would have rather not kill.
I'm pretty sure most people are killing people that they would rather not have.
Right. Like, especially if you're a drone pilot or something, you know, you just, somebody says, hey, drop the bomb here. You drop the bomb
there.
I mean, that's your job.
You got to probably go through so many counseling sessions.
Yeah. I mean, war's a tough thing. I mean, it's bad that people don't really think about it, but maybe it's also good that you don't realize that you can always just think of, like, American service members.
Something that no one else really wants to do.
Right. That is tough to do, and to just follow orders and do that kind of thing that, you know, you hope that what's happening is, and even the person doing
the
it
right
hopes
thing
that what's
do,
happening
yeah.
is for the
David's better. Trainer says that if he keeps working out, he's going to start loving it. And David doesn't think that's true. He then references, I guess, either a movie or just something that Arnold Schwarzenegger said. But he said that every time he lifted weights, it felt like an orgasm. And so David would send Jason text saying that he's orgasming while he was working out. And Jason's like, yeah, he sent me this fucking awkward text message. And I was just like, what the fuck is this? I do have to agree, though. I've been at the point where if you work out enough and, like, you've got that momentum going, if you don't do it, you feel like you're missing something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, on working out, I guess 50-50, just because, like, whenever I was working out hard, like, I would. But where I can really relate is running. Like, when I ran a lot, I remember driving and, like, driving over a bridge and seeing people run over the bridge. And all I can think about is, I wish I was doing that right now.
Yeah, like, it's hard. And, so I know someone told me this thing, and it makes sense. I just never heard it before. But when you first start working out, it's like pushing a car. And then once you get that car rolling, like, you continue that, and it's so much easier to just go back and work out. But once you have that car stop or that momentum stop, it's so hard to start pushing that car again. And so true.
Exactly. But I like how David said, if masturbating was if that's what working out was like, he'd be ripped. But it is true. It's like it's a
rush. Especially when you start to see, like, your body change. I think, like, at one point when you do start to see, like, a little bit of results, it gets addicting. And I think that's, you know, some people, you know, continue to work out because they see results and they maintain it, but then I don't want to say this about a lot of people, like a big group of people, because I think working out is healthy, but some, I think, get addicted in an unhealthy way. You know, when they see results and then that's like you know, and it gets to their head, and then become like, they start taking so many different supplements, and then you notice their personality change, and you see them get angrier at things, or they think they're better than everyone. Have you ever seen that? Like, I've seen that with close friends. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had a friend.
Yeah, I never saw that.
Yeah, I had a friend in high school, and we were all really good friends, and it was crazy because I wasn't a really good friend of the three of us at one point, but the other two were really good friends. Well, one of them kept working out. He's working out so much, and he became super ripped, and he was like super toned. He's like definitely in shape, right? And all these girls like loved him. And then we were just hanging out one time, just us three. And he would never have done this before, but my other friend said something to him, and he snapped a little bit. Like, not too much. He's like, "What'd you say?" And he, you know, the initial push that you push somebody is just like a threat. He pushed him to where he pushed him off of a railing, and then he hit the ground. Yeah, and it was like, it was just like like the first thing. Like, he overdid it. He like pushed him because he knew he was stronger. Like,
Yeah, I've for sure seen that. Okay, that makes sense. I've seen where people want to abuse, like, their, just like with anything, where people just want to abuse.
So I've seen that happen. That sucks, but yeah, hopefully they can maintain what they're doing and see some results. I really would like to see Jason, like, just all of a sudden become super healthy and, like, really fit, because it's still possible. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And it's weird though that David, like, he sounded like he was going so hard that one week in the podcast he had went I think like 3 days in a row, and now he said he's done a total of 8. So that means what? He's went 5 more
like
times
2 weeks
since then, and that's been like at least two weeks.
So Jason went to Vegas, I think, with the vlog squad. He doesn't mention this, but I think that's what happened.
They like flip, I guess they flipped the coin.
Yeah, so Jason was setting up a stand-up show in Vegas, so that's why they went with everyone. And Jason had...
Do you think is he doing the show in Vegas? I don't think so.
I don't know. I think he said he was setting up a show, but I looked it up. I looked on Ticketmaster and stuff, and it didn't show anything in Vegas, cuz maybe it passed, but there is one in California that's going to happen. So I don't know if it already passed. But Jason and David were on the plane together with the vlog squad, and Jason needed a story. So what he wanted to do was tell some stand-up jokes, but he also wanted to tell some funny stories. So Jason asked David for some help, like, hey, you know, what are some stories that are super funny that would be good for stand-up? And Jason said that he, like, remembers it so vividly, like, how David looked at him when he asked that question on the plane. And David's face looked like, this guy thinks that I care about him, which is kind of like the shittiest thing. Like, if you think about how someone would look at you like that, it's kind of funny. But David's response.
David at first said that his look wasn't that. His look was like to be like, I don't have any idea.
But David's response was, why don't you go through the descriptions of our podcast?
That was a good idea, though. Like, because you would have, like, we could even go through the descriptions of their podcast and, like,
well, it just kick in a memory, story. I think, you know. Yeah. So Jason gets upset at him because he's like, "Man, I help you create so much content. You can't even help me figure out some stories." And so David's excuse was like, "Well, I didn't want to look like I was a part of the group because his two other friends were saying that they were going to crash and they're on this plane, right? So that's not something good to say already." And then they were smoking their Juul, which is an e-cig, on the plane. And that's a felony. So he didn't want to be a part of all of that. But David finally and eventually helped Jason with at least two stories from what they said on the podcast. So that's good. Yeah. Next, David said that some cops pulled into his neighborhood to check out his next-door neighbor. And during this time, Natalie was out getting David Chipotle. Which is kind of crazy because I feel like that's 80% of her job. Yeah, I really feel like it. Every time in the vlog, every time in the podcast, she's getting Chipotle. I wonder if she goes to the same Chipotle every time. She's got to.
You know what I hope she does is I hope she goes to Chipotle and like gets all of his rewards.
Oh yeah, that'd be dope. Chipotle. So one of the cops peeks over the fence and says, "Hey, David," because he recognizes him, and he's like, "I was just watching one of your videos." And then the other cop recognizes him too and says that his kids watch his videos. And so I put in my notes here, but like I feel like cops shouldn't be allowed to peek over someone's property. Like, I feel like that's an invasion, right? If there is no evidence or probable cause for an illegal activity, right. Like, couldn't they get in trouble?
They're allowed to look at anything in plain sight. So peeking over a fence, I guess technically it's in plain sight if you didn't have to like touch the fence. But I mean, I think technically they'd be okay with that. They probably shouldn't, but if anybody else could see it.
Okay, I guess so. So David invites them over, which is so funny. Like, that's random as fuck. But then David sees Natalie pulling up in her car, and so he quickly asks the cops to arrest him in front of her. But the funny thing, which is what David kind of goes over, is that the officer asks him, "Do you want me to pull out my gun too?" So when I heard that, I was like, "Damn, these fucking cops don't give a fuck about their career." And David's like, no, no, there's no need. And then he's like, "What about some police brutality?" And that just fucking blew my mind too. Like, you're really gonna get like into it that much? David's like, "Nah, just put cuffs on me, bro." You know. And then so Natalie pulled up, saw what was going on, and the funny thing about this whole thing is that usually they're always recording because these things are funny, right? But he just did it off of a whim, mm-hmm. and so there was no camera recording them, and so she froze and was like texting her friend because she thought he actually was getting arrested because there's no one filming it.
she wasn't trying to get involved in that shit at all. She was like, "Oops, David's getting arrested. Let me text my friend."
And I just want to bring this up since I put this in the notes. But did you see that David was doing the Chipotle app thing? It's in here. Oh, it's at the end?
It's coming up.
Oh, he talks about – okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Okay, and then – so his friend Jeff walks up during the fake arrest right after the Natalie part. And David quickly whispers to the cops and says, "Hey, that's my friend. He's an actual real criminal," which is so funny and fucked up to say to real police about your friend. Because what if he has warrants or some shit, right? Right.
Yeah. They run his shit, get his ID.
That's fucked up. So they were like, "Hey, what's his name?" And so the cops actually address him by name. Hey, are you Jeff Wittick?" And he's like, yeah. And then the cops are like, "Keep your hands where we can see them." And so David's friend is just like, "What the fuck is going on?" And I think David said he couldn't hold it in, so he just said, "Hey, we're fucking around." And then Jeff went up to him and was like, "Bro, you can't just be giving up my fucking real name to real cops."
Yeah, that's pretty fucking funny though. But then David says, when a cop is nice to you, it's the craziest thing because cops are so scary. And then David and Jason talk about how weird it is when cops are fun because they're the last people to make you laugh. It is crazy. Like when you see a cop being nice or doing something nice, it is not ordinary. Like it surprises you. I think I told you I saw a cop helping somebody change their tire, like when the temperature's like 115 degrees, and I was like, "Damn, what a fucking nice cop!" Like I felt like I should have stopped and take a video, but even though I think most people that make those videos say, "Look, cops aren't all bad" or whatever, but not to say that, but just to point out that well, look at what this guy did, like. Yeah, so, but it sucks. It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be They should have to say, when a cop is nice to you, it's the craziest thing. They should always be nice to you, unless you're committing a crime.
It should be a normal thing.
Then they can be then they could be mean to you.
Can you believe he was mean?
But not too mean, just to... like, can you imagine that feeling if you pass by a cop? Like, I mean, I've seen cops, like, I'm trying to merge into traffic, and they don't let me in. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, all you're doing is driving the fuck around. Like, why can't you just let me in?
Right.
If you had somewhere to be, you'd put your lights on.
David asked Jason to tell one of his stand-up jokes. And so Jason said that his joke is about how he met David. And basically, why would this 22-year-old want a 45-year-old? And so Jason tells him that he has no money, he has kids that don't respect him, and he had a divorce, and he owes $80,000 in taxes and failed at everything in his life. So David's response is, you're perfect, and don't change anything about yourself.
But then also don't say that joke. He said, he said something like, I want to give you some advice. He's like, oh, now you want to give me some advice. He said, don't use that joke.
Don't ever mention me again.
Take my name out of your mouth.
David asked, this is actually an interesting question, although I wish he kind of went into it a little bit more, but David asked, how is it bombing on stage during stand-up? And then he goes, let me rephrase that. How is it when you go on stage? which I thought it was, that was so funny.
He's just bombing on stage. Yeah. So just tell me about any time you're
But Jason
on stage.
Responds and says that it's fun in a way, and says that it makes you want to do more. And I think what he meant was, like, makes you want to do better. But I don't know.
Well, he was saying that it's evolving. So his whole thing of being on stage is like, okay, he's going to find out what works and doesn't work. And so he's got to constantly adapt and change it. But he also said that to understand bombing, and this was the perfect analogy, to understand bombing, it's the equivalent of watching David's entire rod footage of his vlog. And if you did that, you would just be bored out of your mind. Yeah. Like, if you watched an hour of his raw footage. So that's just like, so then David's going through and picking out the funniest parts to make a great vlog. But when Jason's doing it, he's sort of doing it on the fly. I'm sure he's saying some funny shit, but he thinks some shit's funny, and then he realizes it isn't. And if you've ever, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you've talked to, like, multiple groups of people, like different groups. And, I mean, if I'm doing that kind of thing, I always make a lot of jokes, but at some points I find that there's certain points of making a certain joke that works every time, you know, no matter, you know, you have a different group, a different group, a different group. And then you figure out, like, this works every time. Everybody will fucking find this funny. But then you realize, you say something one time and you're like, okay. And then you might try it again just because you're like, maybe that was a stupid group. And then they don't like it either. And so then you're like, okay, I guess that's not funny. So I thought that was a good connection, because that's exactly what it is. Like, David's doing 100 different things, and then he whittles it down. Now, he whittles it down himself, but I'm sure he gets some feedback. Like, people kind of tell him, like, what, that was great.
David goes into asking him why he's continuing to do stand-up, and Jason says it's for money, which is kind of weird, because, I mean, is he not I think he's making a lot, so is it really for money, or is it something he just really wants to be?
I mean, I think it's part of both. Like, remember when he talked about it before, when David asked him again, why was he going back to it? And remember he said that it was like a fallback in case something doesn't work out with David?
Yeah.
Which is pretty smart, actually.
All right, let's move on.
Wouldn't it be so dope, though, at his age right now, which is pretty common, that if he blew up like a Kevin Hart? Like, and it sucks because we talk about him like we know him, and we don't. But then we still wouldn't know him, and then we would never know him.
David talks about the struggle of creating a vlog, and kind of like what you were talking about. Like, there's so much raw footage to go through, and then to finally get a good joke to be or to fit in his final video is kind of tough. And I mean, that guy records everything pretty much. And David talks about how people get down when they think it's not going to be in the vlog. So when he's like trying to film a bit because they have an idea, but then as they're filming it, it's like, man, this is not going to work. This is not going to make it into the vlog. Like they get depressed or like it's not worth it to keep going and trying. I could see that. You know what's crazy though is that like all these people are his minions, pretty much, and no matter what's filmed, David is the gatekeeper. And isn't that crazy?
But, yeah. Well, it makes sense. I mean, don't you think kind of normal that unless somebody blows up like super big, but yeah, that he's the one who believes that he has the creative mind behind why he's where he is. So he's going to decide like, okay, this works for right. what I'm trying
he's
to
like,
do.
He's like, well, he's got a creative mind, but he's also almost like a talent seeker. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's creativity to me too.
Jason went to Bone Sweet Bone, which is a place where his dog gets groomed. Jason said that he flipped out on his dog because he didn't want to get cleaned at this place called Bone Sweet Bone because the dog recognizes this area and I guess he hates it. And so he wouldn't get out of the car. And when he finally did get out of the car, he ran down the street and Jason said he got frustrated and started yelling and getting really pissed off as he was running down the street. He doesn't really talk about getting the dog back or anything, but that's just a situation that happened.
He needs to discipline his dog better so that way he doesn't, like, my dog's not going to run away like that. I mean, I definitely, like, I know the feeling. It's weird that David didn't know, I guess, I thought David had a dog, but I guess David hasn't really had a dog. He was like, wait a minute, how? The dog knew that you were at the place to get him washed? And he's like, yeah. It's like, how does he know that? He said, he knows, but everybody who has a dog knows.
Yeah.
Your dog knows. Like, your dog knows what, you know, just like even a kid. Like, I remember my niece when she was younger, we drove into the airport. We would never tell her I was leaving. And then we pull into the airport and she just recognized the place. And she would be like, Grandma, why are we at this place? And then she'd start crying because she knew that meant that I was leaving. But a dog knows everything. A dog knows when you open, like when I would open my car door to sit on the floor, don't get on the seat. You know, they just know everything. But I think it's funny that David didn't realize that dogs were that smart to know, because you for sure had a dog. Like a dog, there's at some point, whatever it is, there's some point where they're going to be crouching down, like not wanting to go or shaking or whatever.
Yeah, dogs just naturally start to figure out patterns really well too. Like they just know when things are going to happen and recognize a lot of things too. And Dave, what?
Did I tell you the time? I didn't realize that's why he did it until years later. Because I was just confused. Because, you know, you get so used to your dog and his behavior and what he'll do and what he won't do. And so, you know, if something happened, you know, okay, he would do that. One time my dad was at my house and he was napping, like, on my couch. But that's the couch where I usually sleep at, or where I usually lay at, obviously, because it's my couch. And at one point, my dog was just sitting in a corner somewhere, and then he just started galloping and he just ran over the top of my dad's head, across his body, and on the other side of the couch. And I was just so fucking confused. I was like, what the he doesn't do, like, I was telling my dad, I don't know what he just did. I was just completely confused. And it wasn't until maybe a couple years later that it hit me that it was like he was laying where I'm supposed to lay. And so he just had that. That's the only, I mean, can you, that's the only reason I can come up with, because he doesn't do, like, you just imagine seeing your dog do something that your dog would never do. Like, you just know, like, he doesn't do that. And so, that's crazy.
David goes into talking about how he was really close to getting Jason a surprise, like, puppy or a dog. And David goes into, like, he didn't do it. He talks about not doing it because when you give someone a puppy, it's like giving about 15 years of responsibility to the person. And so David goes into a comparison and he's like, it's like if I came inside you and I got you pregnant. And Jason was like, please don't surprise me with that. That was so funny. He like got it quick too. But David thought about it and he said it would ruin his plans in the future. Basically, if he gave Jason a dog or a responsibility, Jason wouldn't come with him on a bunch of vlog bits and things like that when he would want Jason to come. So
that's so selfish, but yeah, it would ruin David's plans. It would be like, hey, Jason, we need to go to Chicago. He's like, sorry, yeah. I got the dog.
But I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you know.
Well, kind of, except
it would have been nicer to give him the
dog. But he could still get the dog, and then if he had to go to Chicago.
Exactly. I mean, it's like not like you guys don't have money. Yeah.
Everyone does that.
But what's weird is Jason then started talking about how he wanted to surprise his ex-wife with a new dog. Again, his ex-wife keeps coming up, and he's always wanting to do things with her.
Yeah.
So David was like, that's a stupid idea. And like, why did you want to do that? And so Jason said he wanted to do it for a bit in his vlog, which is kind of a stupid reason to do that. But he said it would have been a great idea because it would have been for a bit in his vlog and it would have been hers and she would have taken care of it. And since I go over to the house, I would have been able to see it.
Yeah, so that's the part that I saw that was kind of selfish. It was more along the lines of, I get her a dog, the kids have a dog, she has the dog, and I still have a dog to play with, but right. I don't have to take care of it full time.
Jason goes into like, thank God you didn't get me a dog because I guess his favorite dog is a golden retriever, and he said like he's had three of them, and he said the moment like you know that a dog is kind of is meant for you. And you lock eyes with it, it's over. It's like 100% you have a bond with that dog. Yeah.
It's so
yeah,
and that, it's, you know what's so funny crazy. Is
I mean I've not gone dog shopping for a while, but man, when you know you're gonna go for a dog, I try not to like look at every single dog because you're just gonna like them all.
But yeah, I never had that problem. Thank God.
When my first dog passed away, my dad was like, "We're gonna go get another dog," and so I went with my mom to go look at dogs. And fuck, we weren't meant to go get a dog that day. But my mom and I both looked at Max and Lola, and we were like, "We're taking them home." So yeah, I know what he's talking about. Chipotle. Oh, here, you go with this one.
Okay. So Chipotle just gave David his own burrito on their website called the Dobrik Burrito. And this was for National Burrito Day. I added that because I went and like looked it up because the burrito is not there right now. So it was only like for 7 days or something around that day. But that's dope as fuck. The Dobrik burrito. That was
super smart
of Chipotle. And you know what else I read on the article? Or no, I didn't read it on an article. I looked it up on Twitter. And there was a post with David's picture in the Chipotle app with his burrito thing and then the burrito in one hand. And it said that was Chipotle's single largest digital sales day. Yeah. And just from reading the Twitter comments, like there were people that like, ooh, I hate Chipotle and like different negative comments, but they were like, I'm going to get this burrito. Yeah. So that was genius.
I hope so.
Paid him a shitload. I don't know why they just didn't keep it. Maybe they think he's just too niche because the article also said that every National Burrito Day, the Dobrik burrito would be available.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I still think they should have it. They should have it all the time. Like, why not?
I don't know. Well, I don't know if you. I don't see it in the notes on here. But did you see like if you got lucky, So I don't know if you're listening to this and you don't realize what's going on. Well, Chipotle partnered with David because David can, like, always gets Chipotle. And so in the Chipotle app, you could order the Dobrik burrito on National Burrito Day. And I think it was for a few days, like Mike was saying. But if you were just the lucky one, and it was like every so often, David himself would deliver it to you.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so it was in his vlog. So if you were the lucky one, so everyone started ordering it, and what David would do was choose, every so often a random person, and he would go take their Dobrik burrito to them personally. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So.
But yeah, Jason says that no brand has ever matched up with the right person before like this, with like the exact person that you should have. Because so many of these people that are like advertising shit, right. Who knows if they actually use it, like the Old Spice or whatever. But David said, so the Chipotle guys were at David's house shooting photos for this ad campaign. And he said the guy from Chipotle asked him, how often do you eat Chipotle? And he says, at least 5 times a week. And the Chipotle guy was like, are you serious? 5 times a week? Like, and then I think David said something like, yeah, it's our food's not that good. And Jason said something like, yeah, you need to calm down. You're eating Chipotle too much. But that is all. I don't know if I could eat the same thing. No, I could. No, I could, right. But I wouldn't.
I could.
Yeah, I apparently Shake Shack. Shit, those small ass hamburgers. I've never seen a hamburger so small.
They're gonna sue us.
I don't know. It's just the truth. You always pick bad places to eat. You should have got that curry. That was great. David says every time Jason wants to bash him on something, he starts with a really high voice. Jason just did that. He's like, oh, and he said, oh, I know what I'll bring up here. Here it is in my notes. And that whenever he does that, and so true, because it actually happened later in the podcast when he's going to say something that he doesn't like about what David did. So David asks, this comes up all the time. David asks Jason to go eat one day. And Jason says David's the worst person to eat with. So Jason says, no. So he's being a baby, but this sucks. So Jason says no, and he doesn't go eat with him. And then David says, yeah, I stayed there for about 2 hours. What the fuck? And it caught Jason's attention when he said that, but then they moved on. But he was like, 2 hours? Like, for the first time that Jason doesn't eat with him, then David stays the whole time and drinking Shirley Temples. But David says then David goes on to say that he's bad about having opinions on things. Like, he likes when other people like things. So he was talking about about his merch, that he would hold it up and let Natalie see the merch, and Natalie would say it's great, and he would say, I hate it. But then somebody else would come in and say, and then he would tell them, like, oh, look at this shirt is so sick, and then they would love it, and they would know that it was perfect. But he started talking about, like, staying in hotels. Like, he would recommend, like, this old-style hotel because everyone recommends it, so he knows the person would love it. And he said he would take Liza to this old style hotel, and he said he hated it, but Liza loved it. But yeah, he has trouble forming his own opinion, so he forms his opinion based on like what the majority of other people like. If everybody likes it, then I must like it too. And I don't know, maybe in a little way, right. Everybody's kind of like that. Like, because like Game of Thrones, perfect example. I've only watched one or two episodes, and I just didn't really get into it. But in my mind, I feel like it must be good.
Right.
But I'm still probably not going to watch it, but it must be good because everybody else thinks it's good. So, Oh, and then he also, Jason asked him what style hotel does he like. And he says, like the modern ones. And specifically, I've never stayed here, but I know where it is, the Mandarin Hotel in Las Vegas. So he likes that real, that not just modern, but like super
fancy
upscale.
Shit.
Yeah, butler style treatment. But Jason then starts complaining again about the whole eating thing, about how bad Jason is how bad David is about ordering food early, and calling him saying, "Hey, I order my food," or whatever. And then David says, "It's so generous of me to show up late and have people order my food." It's so generous of him. And then Jason just says, "It's so rude, and it ruins the whole experience for everyone else." And then David's like, "No, I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm not like making you order my food." Although multiple podcasts, I don't know if David remembers that all of these things are recorded. Like somebody else who always says something on TV,
right.
And then they like say, Trump. "I never said that." Yes, you did. It's on TV like 10 times. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So he says, "No, I don't do it for that reason." No, you've said exactly you do it for that reason, because you don't like to wait for your food. But today, he says, "I don't do it on purpose. I just happen to be running late." And Jason says, "Well, then be on time."
He really needs to.
Yeah. I mean,
his friends enjoy his company. He should be there.
Well, and that's what Jason said. Jason said, like, "I want to enjoy a meal with you. You want to enjoy a meal with people, you know, or whatever." So that's why it's kind of fucked up that whoever he went to dinner with that particular time, he stayed for 2 hours.
All right.
I would be pissed. So then David does a Make-A-Wish. And Make-A-Wish, if anybody doesn't know, they, like, I think it's always somebody
right.
who's terminally ill, like somebody that is
right.
supposed to die. And then they get to Make-A-Wish, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation raises money and tries to make the kid, they get one wish. Like, what was the movie that, did you ever watch?
No,
Fault
but everyone
Stars?
Told me it's really good, but I can't watch that kind of stuff.
It's a sad movie, but it's a great movie. It's like, it's one of the best movies for sure. And so they use Make-A-Wish in that thing. And so like in that movie, they're talking about people, they were making, one of them, the girl was making fun of people who use Disneyland as their Make-A-Wish. Like, why don't you do something crazy? Like, don't do the thing that everybody does.
Right.
Like, I want to go to Disneyland. So that kind of puts it in perspective that this kid, out of anybody that she could have wanted to meet,
mm-hmm.
she wanted to meet David. That's dope as fuck. Like, the power behind that is so,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You're comparing, now, just in that story, I'm comparing David
yeah.
to Disneyland.
That is huge.
That's huge. Yeah. So, the girl that he, David says that doing the Make-A-Wish thing was like being on a first date. Like, it was nerve wracking. And I can imagine that, you know, you're going to meet somebody
right.
who wants to meet you. And like, you know, what do you do? What do you say? So he left, he had to leave Vegas early so that he could make it to that. And said that he felt like it was insane that you could have an effect on someone like that. But the girl's name was Casey. She's 15 and she had cancer. But she's been free from cancer for an entire year. So looks like she's probably going to be good. Jason made a joke though, that, David's vlogs cured her cancer.
Yeah. You never know.
I couldn't
say 100% that couldn't be a reason, you know, because I feel like, I mean, you hear it from a lot of people too. It's like positive energy and like being happy, right? Like, helps your like body, like,
right.
you know, become healthier and like more energy, right? So I don't know.
Man, who knows what our podcast is gonna
be for millions of people.
Day. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, unbelievable. This is another David, just typical David. So David says there's a lot of vloggers out there that would do anything for a video, to get a video. Like, they would basically almost saying like they would go against their values and their convictions to make a video. But this situation with the dog lets him know that that he believes that the situation has judged his sanity to him, that he won't get Natalie a dog even though she wants one. So basically he's saying that he now knows that he's a man of his conviction, that he's a sane man, because he won't get Natalie a dog when every other vlogger would have gotten her a dog because it makes making a video easy. So he's patting himself on the back, and then he goes on to pat himself on the back even more. He says, a dog running around the house is something that he doesn't want. Like, even though Jason was like, well, you have a lot of people at your house all the time to take care of the dog, but he's like, I just don't want something like running around the house. But then he says, the fact that he hasn't got the dog for Natalie impresses himself about himself. Because it would be so easy to make a video with the dog, with surprising Natalie with the dog.
Yeah.
I just don't even know what to say. I hope I summed it up.
That's pretty obvious.
He confuses me on these kind of things, but oh well. So good for you, David, for not getting that. You know how many people would have gotten Natalie a dog? I cannot believe you have the self-control. You are fucking outstanding. Good on you, dog. So, Jason did a walk for water. He kept saying walk on water, but Jason did a walk for water charity at the school. And David was saying that while he was at the charity, he heard him talking about stuff because Jason kept butt dialing him. And David's like, how are you butt dialing me on an iPhone? Like, there's no buttons and you have to use your face to unlock it. And Jason's like, well, I don't have FaceTime. And he says, are there like little, does your ass have like little fingers? He goes, not only do you butt dial me, but I hang up and you call me back. And so he started talking about, he was able to name the kid that was winning like for the walk for water. Like, it's just a bunch of kids that had to walk.
Yeah.
You know how they do those things where you like walk this many miles and this gives you this many dollars or whatever. But yeah, that is weird. I do think I've accidentally called somebody on my iPhone before, but I literally had no
idea
how that happened.
And I realized and figured out what I was doing. I think it was like, you know how like when you have your phone in your front pockets and maybe like you're walking or standing with your hands in your pockets, your fingers accidentally touch everything and it activates the screen. Then it starts going through and picking different people. So like, let's say you have notifications on the screen of a person texting you or something. You could accidentally slide your finger and then hit call on their notification.
Okay. Yeah, that's 100% right. So anyway, so, but Jason's thing on his little walk for charity, he finishes the whole charity event. They raised $13,000. And then as he was leaving, and this is the lead into the next thing, as he was leaving, his son Wyatt said, Dad, you know, that whole thing was pointless. And then Jason's like, why? He said, they raised all the money online before you even got here. He's like, so I was doing this for nothing. Jason the whole time thought that he was actually raising money, but it was already raised. And so they're just talking. Then David goes into talking about how, like, isn't it crazy how much shit is being done online now? Natalie was telling David that there won't be malls in a couple of years because everyone shops online.
I don't think that's true.
Jason was like, "Well, I see." Well, David was talking about the different malls that they go to, and the mall from his hometown, how they're empty. And then Jason's like, "Well, no, we went to this mall, and that was kind of full. There were people there." And David was basically saying, "No, there weren't." And Jason was saying, "Yes, they were." And then so he asked Jason. He's like, "Jason says, David, you wouldn't buy your pants online." And he was like, no, because I need to feel them or whatever. But like everybody else does. But I think there will be malls. Like, obviously, there's tons of malls that are shutting down. So it's just the whoever, because people still need a place to go. And I don't think shopping is just about the shopping. Yes, you can do it online, but shopping is also. Like, I was talking to somebody who gets her groceries delivered or her stuff delivered from a store, but she won't get her fruit delivered. And it made complete sense. I'd never thought about it. She was like, because I want to feel the specific peach that I want to buy. And I was like, oh, damn, that never crossed my mind. But that makes sense that people do it. But definitely dwindling. It's just going to be the places that have a good experience. Like Apple stores, they're just always packed. There's absolutely nothing you have
nothing,
to do.
Nothing at all. Store. It's the experience.
Nothing. It's like, it's the best online experience, I think. What do you think? Do you think there's a better online experience than Apple in terms of exactly what you want? In terms of, like, the fluidity, the return, like everything is there something better? I know naturally somebody would say Amazon.
No,
I don't think
Amazon. Yep,
you get some third party seller, you know, you can get some piece of shit, you know, whatever. Can you think of another online service that someone that does online better than Apple?
There are a few. In case.
Name one.
They're pretty good. Yeah. They're kind of like an Apple store online though.
How can that be even close to what Apple does?
I mean, it's not like, that close, but as far as online experience and being easy to navigate and get everything, I mean, they're pretty good.
Well, I've used InCase's website, and nothing. And most websites are good now. There's still some shitty ones, but most are good, like at the good level. But just the interaction, scheduling the appointment, you know, helping you fix your shit, you know, like I told you, sharing my iPhone screen to get something fixed, like all this shit. It's just so it's so seamless. And they do what they say. Like when they say they're calling you back, like you're like, hey, when will you be available tomorrow? Like 2:30, your phone's ringing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, Jason calls David Captain Hindsight because they go to the airport and they get there early, which Jason says that's what we're supposed to do. But then David yells at Natalie that says, we're so early. Why are we here so early? And then, so David asks, what does Captain Hindsight mean? And this is one area where I think Jason kind of tripped up. So David's like, is Captain Hindsight means that I'm talking about things I can't change? And then Jason laughs. No, pretty much saying no, stupid. And he says, no, it means always looking back at something, saying it should have been this way, but it's not that way, so move on. So basically, you can't change. Like what David said was exactly what it meant. But I love that Jason, like neither of them ever
it was the same realized thing. That
David was right to begin. David was right to begin with. But David, this is a good leadership thing because it is in terms of grooming, like the person that's assisting you and stuff. David says next time Natalie would be like, Captain Hindsight said we got there early last time, and then she'll fix it. And she's right. Like he's like, why are you yelling about it? But that was pretty. That was a pretty decent observation tactic by David. That when he does that and he complains about something, well, next time she's going to remember that David didn't like this and she's going to change it. So, but then Jason says just randomly. He said after Vegas, one of the people in the house, he's like, he just said, man, Vegas wipes me out. I thought we had to put this in there. He's like, Vegas wipes me out. And then one of the friends said, Vegas? Because Jason was talking about how tired he was. Vegas, that was like 2 days ago. but basically, Jason was pissed because he's like making him sound so old. Because he's like, but the dude, that's so funny. The dude was like, Vegas? That was like 2 days
ago. It's like old news. Yeah.
What are you talking about? You're still tired? That's so funny.
Wow, they have an ad. Yeah. What? That's crazy.
Yeah, Framebridge.
Only
is that
one?
Crazy? Who wants to buy Framebridge? But then David asked, "What was Jason's favorite gift that he saw someone give or get?" And then Jason said that the gifts that he loves the most are the gifts from his kids, like drawings and he's like the little stupid stuff.
You know, it's so crazy. You're talking about that, I always think those are fucking stupid. But I just now imagined my son giving me one, and I feel like I'd be so happy.
Oh, hell yeah. Like one time when I was in Hawaii at Hickam, And it's so crazy. Like, that's something that always, like, blew my mind about the impact across someone's entire family. Even though I'm at work and I'm not interacting necessarily with the whole family, I'm not interacting with the husband, the wife, I'm just the one person. But that I have an impact across, like, someone's whole family. You know, like, even us working together, like, your family, there's something significant about me to them. So when I was there, one of the girls that worked there, she told me, my daughter is coming to see you later. And her daughter was like 6 or 8 or something like that. And she came and she brought me a picture. Her mom was like little, and then there was her little, and then there was me in the middle. And she had she drew a picture of me with a tie and everything, and so just with some nice words written across or whatever. But I was like, wow, that's fucking crazy.
That's going to be so trippy.
Yeah. I can't wait to get my picture from
him. He's not going to draw. I'm never giving him a pen or pencil.
So, David talks about his friend. Have you heard of a friend?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, I haven't. I almost thought it was like a fake person at first. Like, I thought maybe he was like telling an imaginary story, because I'd be like, who the fuck's Reggie? So David talks about a video that he made a couple months ago with his friend Reggie. And this is a video where Reggie came out to his parents. Did you see that video? Okay. So Reggie came out to his parents, but he says he came out to his brother first.
Yeah.
And he said that before he came out to his family, and he says he feels like he's been trapped his whole life. So in the podcast, he says he told his brother that he was home. He somehow thought that he wasn't homosexual because he was confusing it with metrosexual. And his brother, when he first came out, he said his brother thought that he was metrosexual. And they're like, and then Jason's like, oh yeah, we're fine with you dressing really nice all the time. he's like, I had to come out saying I like nice clothes or some shit like that. That whole thing was pretty funny. But David asked Reggie if there's anyone in his family, because it sounds like they cut in a recording with him and Reggie from some other point in time where David's asking him like he's on the podcast. I could hear the little break. But yeah. David asked him if any of his family didn't respond well. And he said his family still supports him. Like, it was a shock at first, but his family still supports him. So Jason asked him, like, so what's up with your DMs? He said, I saw it, like, blowing up, you know, after the video came out. And he says, like, mostly everybody, like, said a bunch of nice things. And David said, like as David was looking through the comments and stuff like that he saw, like, he was just so surprised at how many people said, you know, it helped them to know to, you know, to be themselves and to do their thing or whatever. So anyway, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So
he did get a free car.
Oh, really?
Too, though.
For
that was one of his friends
coming out.
Well, he didn't want to associate it with coming out, but he wanted to give him a free car anyway.
Okay. I have to watch that. I wonder if I saw it. I don't know. So then Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast. So Jason says, it's a podcast by our editor, Joe. And then Joe yells, friend, not editor. But Joe brings out a Ouija board and David sees it and David like freaks out. He's like, get that shit out of here. He said he wasn't scared of Ouija boards, but he had a bad experience when he was a kid. He's like, I don't want that in my house. But Joe persists and insists, and they start out like using the Ouija board like against David's objections, and it was like, is something like, is David gonna go to hell? And it was like, yes. And then asked another question, and it was like, yes. And then Joe says, because Joe said he's asking the hard-hitting question, Joe says, who has the shittiest podcast in the room? And then it goes to V-I-E-W-S. But David said he didn't like them because when he woke up one day, and I remember hearing him tell the story, he said when he played with one, he woke up with bruises all over him.
Right. I think I remember that story too. Yeah. That's crazy. I've never personally tried one, and I don't plan on
I think I put my hands on one, but it's funny. They were talking, Jason was kind of just making light of, like, David's problem with Ouija boards, and he said they sell this at Toys R Us.
They do, but
he said they sell these at Toys R Us. He's like, get this. He's like, it's just a toy. He's like, he said something like, oh my God, get this Barbie dream house out of my house. it's just a toy. So that was a good point. But yeah, that pretty much wraps up the podcast.
PODcast, you think you're so fucking cool?
I am. I hate it. It just makes other people feel bad, and I don't want that.
You're so shitty. All right, guys. Well, that was another episode. We're trying to play catch up again. I hope you enjoyed that one. We got some pretty good content from David's topics, and we hope you enjoyed it. If you want to reach out to us on Twitter, Reviews Podcast 1 is our handle. If you use the Anchor app, go ahead and send us a voicemail or voice message, and we will play it in the next podcast. But other than that, my name is Chris.
My name's Mike, not Jeff.
And we'll see you in the next one. Peace.